Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are lighted up. We're going to them. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
2022 midterms. I'm seeing something different than most people are prophesizing this doom for the Democrats, and here's why. First of all, you notice all these Republicans turning on a dime on the COVID issue. You know, DeSantis and Abbott and this gal down in Alabama. Then you see the polling on the infrastructure bill, which who's dragging their heels on that, of course. And then you see what's happening with the COVID situation again. My point is people have seen the light, I think, this time, in that we've been living pretty decent here for 2, 3, 4 months. And then all of a sudden, they're putting the brakes on things with the stupidity that they've, you know, been spewing for the last, well, 4 years under Trump. And people don't want to go back to that. I honestly right. see something more like the 50s when Johnson and who was the other guy that ran the country, basically, when Ike was in power? Sam Rayburn.
Sam Rayburn in the House. This,
yes, and I could see us morphing back to something where we knock them out of the box and they're not in power for the rest of my lifetime, hopefully.
Yeah, that's a good point. And on the 2022 elections, everybody's wringing their hands and going, oh, you know, the party that has the presidency usually loses seats. And if we lose 8 seats, we lose the speakership. And if we lose 1 Senate seat, we lose Moscow Mitch gets in. And you know something? I agree with you. I don't think that that is a foregone conclusion. I think all the polling shows everybody is for COVID containment. This crazy stuff of Ron Johnson that somehow COVID isn't a problem and you don't get vaccinated is nuts. The anti-vaxxers. An infrastructure, people want the infrastructure. They want to rebuild our roads and bridges and airports and water systems and broadband, and they want it with at good union wages. They want it. And that had better go through or the Republicans are dead. They are really dead. And then when it comes to everything else, the economy is going reasonably well. It's going very, very well under Biden. And I think we're back. So I agree with you, Dick. I think 2022 is going to be a surprise for the Republicans. Democrats are going to do far better than they think. Thanks very much for calling in. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
I want to follow up what Dick of Madison just said, which was a tremendously important point. The opportunity now for Democrats to grab the center of the intellectual spectrum here is... this thing with the COVID containment, finally the Republicans and Fox News and these people are coming around, but and the good people are finally going to get vaccinated, hopefully, but shouldn't let these people up off the mat. I mean, the fact that they're turning around doesn't forgive them for the last right. year or so, in which they were killing people. And these are the same idiots that are holding up the infrastructure bills, when in fact the market system that they also claim to believe in requires a strong public sector in which infrastructure, the public assets that the market needs but does not produce for itself in the ordinary course of market activity, things like streets and roads and broadband and water and sewer, things like that, the market doesn't produce those, but it needs those. We all need those. And right. to continue this tremendous growth, we need that stuff brought back to good workable condition. And the Republicans and Ron Johnson will only too readily say that it's all socialism. They don't understand COVID and they don't understand economics. And we have to, as Dick of Madison says, use this to point out to voters that we have the wrong people in power. Thanks, Matt.
Those are very, very good. You know, that's very, very good. The two issues, and both extremely important. One of them is, The Republican Party has been anti-vaxxer now, right from the get-go, and also anti-mask and anti-distancing. They went to court to bust the mask requirement, but they wear masks. Voss wears a hazmat suit, but he busts it so that people can not wear masks and then get COVID. The estimates are that something like 200,000 people have died because of this Republican intransigence. And I don't buy this business that suddenly they're going, okay, we're no longer anti-vaxxers, we're pro-vaxxers. But they always slip in weasel words. But, you know, there are problems, but there, you know, that kind of thing. They are single-handedly responsible, along with their running dogs in the right-wing media, for inducing something like 40% of the people in this country not to get vaccinated. Right now, only about a little 60% on the nose have had at least one shot. 40% haven't. And how many months into it? It was available in January. 6 months into it, 40% still won't. And they all say stuff like, well, it's not proven. I want to see more. It's dangerous. All lying, absolutely lying. And you know what that does is it busts herd immunity. You can't get herd immunity till 75 or 80%. And the reason that's important is when you have 40% of the population unvaccinated, the virus has a playground, a field day. It does mutate. Now we have the Delta variant. They have a thing called the Beta variant, which is really a South African variant in France right now. These things mutate. It's not as if the virus has any brains or does it on purpose. It just happens. And when it mutates, maybe the spikes that come out of it are a little crooked, and therefore this vaccine may not work eventually, blah, blah, blah. And we don't want to give it a playground to mutate in. But the Republican Party facilitated. It's too little, too late. You can't just come in and say, okay, disregard what we said before. Nobody disregards it. And a lot of them still aren't saying that. That's number one. And you hit the nail on the head on the economics of infrastructure. I believe in a market economy, but what is a market economy? There's some things the market does not provide. The market is not going to provide the kind of roads and highways we have. No company is going to say, for the hell of it, at our own expense, we are going to build a freeway from New York to LA, and there won't be any tolls, and we're just doing it because we're good people. Right now, you can go from New York to LA without any tolls. And not because anybody's good people in the corporate side, but because the government does it. As we get bigger, we need a military. We don't want private militaries. We don't have militias like they do in Afghanistan, everywhere else. We have West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, the Merchant Marine Academy, professional trained officers who agree to civilian control. We do not have a market economy in defense, in policing, because we don't want private police forces, in roads and sewers or anything else. And they just say anything is socialism. Well, they say Social Security is socialism. Ron Johnson said publicly that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme. Social Security, it's been around since 1935. In 1935, the Republicans opposed it right from the start. They oppose everything. They oppose everything. They're opposing vaccines, and they are opposing infrastructure. And eventually, your bridges, you know, the engineers will shut them down. You're not going to use that bridge or that road. You're not going to use that road or that highway. That has to be repaired. It has to be rebuilt. Airports, water systems, clean water systems, broadband, all over the place in rural America. It's all terrific. Republican Party is intransigent. They veto it. They do everything they can through filibuster. It is absolutely imperative that Moscow Mitch not become the next guy running the Senate and Kevin McCarthy the House. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.